We're going to go ahead and start. Welcome everyone and thanks for coming to the Fisheries and Aquaculture and Tourism Workshop. My name is Natalie Sprinkle and I'm a Marine Extension Associate with the University of Maine Sea Grant Program based at College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor. And we're thrilled to have you guys here. There's about 50 people registered for tonight. This is the first in a series of three of these almost exactly the same workshops happening for the next 3 days. Tomorrow, the same workshop will be in Machias, and there's about 30 people registered there. And the day after, we'll be down in Portland, and there's also about 50 people registered down there. So, if anything, the interest that we've seen from people registering and signing up tells us that there's a lot of interest in having sort of an opportunity to grow connections between different industries that use the waterfront. And from the people who have registered, we've seen that there's people from all three industries in the room and will be in the room for the next few days, from fishing, from aquaculture, and from tourism. So that's great. We're really excited to have you guys here. And myself and Dana Morse from Sea Grant and Kathy Billings from the Lobster Institute and Andy from the Island Institute and the Maine Aquaculture Association and the National Sea Grant Law Center have kind of all pulled together to host these workshops. So we're thrilled to have you guys here. But before we get into it, it'd be great for everybody to know, probably a lot of people know each other, but probably a lot of people don't. So what we'd love to do is just a super speedy go around the room and just tell us your name, your business, and where you operate out of, your region or your town, that sort of thing. And you heard from me, so Sarah.
I'm Sarah Ribbon. I work for Maine Sea Grant, and my office is in Franklin, Maine.
All right. I'm Ron Huber. I'm with Friends of Penobscot Bay. I see a few board members here, and we're here to whatever we can do to better fishing, aquaculture, and tourism of the bay.
I'm Jimmy Anderson. I work on a fishing boat out of Blue Hill, Maine.
I'm Skip Lang, and I'm a fisherman out of Blue Hill Bay.
I'm Fiona with Maine Coast Heritage Trust. We work on water access.
Jim McClare with Smart Bay Map Services. We help put businesses on the map from Eastport to Freeport.
Sandy Moran, contemplating launching a touring business on Casco Bay.
Chris Kirtland, I work on a lobster boat and I live in Owlshead.
Caitlin Cleaver, I work at the Island Institute.
Karen Bianca, graduate student at the University of Maine.
I'm Dick Clive, I work with CEI in Wisconsin.
Mike Bassett, Downey's Welcome Association, Community Fishermen here in Belfast.
Sheila Bassett, Downey's Lobstermen's Association, and on the board with, if you check my memory, Friends of Penobscot Bay. We belong to too many fishermen.
We like to push you.
Yeah, Lobstermen.
Sam Bertani, Lobsterman, Oyster Grower, Yamaskar River.
Steve Monster, man.
Jesse Leach, from Penobscot Bay. Bagdus Watershed Association, and I'm a oyster farmer in the Bagdus River.
Chris Rector, I'm with Senator Angus King's office, work out of Augusta and Thompson.
I'm Street Segway. Steve and I own Sears Port Shores.
I'm Ryan Smith. I'm with the U.S. Coast Guard. I'm a commercial fisher vessel safety examiner. Coming from Bar Harbor all the way down to Shaving Bay.
Sid Glass for the U.S. Coast Guard here in Belfast and cover from Owlshead to Eastport.
My name is Jeff Slicer from Northport, Maine. I've been involved in commercial fishing for 40 years out of Northport.
I'm his wife.
I'm Steve Spencer. I'm the owner and boat driver for Atlantic Gulf Boat Charters. We're based out of Whitefield, but we're on a trailer and we go coastline.
Tom Edson. I'm with Frank Penobscot Bay, oyster farmer, and I have an MS in marine boat.
Christopher Sewell, Hermit Island Campground, small point lobster pound, and I've been growing oysters the past 4 years as well. And we're in Pittsburgh, small point, and I'm interested in the Casco Bay.
Albie and Kimball, Orland House Bed and Breakfast, and Downey's Acadia Regional Tourism, which is part of the main office of tourists. It's good to be here.
Kathy Goldner, I'm with the Scott Marine Museum in Searsport, Maine.
Sebastian Bell, I'm with the Maine Aquaculture Association, New York Center Commercial Tourism Center.
Xander Parker, I operate a charter boat business out of Texas.
Tom Groening with the Island Institute, I do the Working Waterfront newspaper.
Cool. I'm Scott Sell, I'm the multimedia guy at the Island Institute in Rome.
Maybe this day with the Island Institute, correct?
I'm Fred Fuller, I'm with Country Green Museum, also a guide, and I work with Miami.
And Scott Guns, maritime attorney down in Philadelphia with the strength, did a lot of the research on the project while in law school. Been invited up here to speak to all of you and find folks.
Kathy, you want to jump in?